you see shitas like this, one after the other, the question is, well, what does the last shita say about the previous shita? And that's the question over here. What does Rava hold about the previous shita of Rav Yochanan? Right? Gemara recounts that Rabba Bar Chana said in the name of Rav Yochanan, they were told about a case of Meniach Rosho Dein Birka. That's when sleeping with tefillin, Shena Sarai is mutter. And Rava comes along and says, no, you know what? Sleep has no shear. So what does that mean? What exactly is he adding to the mix? What is he saying about the previous shita?
That you can't say anything, you can't, I guess, quantify sleep.
And therefore what?
Therefore you can't say whether it's keva or it's arai.
And therefore it's all sleep. And since it's all sleep, therefore what? Huh?
You can't do it or you can't do it out of...
Well, which one?
Right, should be, is it the sukkah or the...
Let's say sukkah.
Then you can't sleep out.
Then you can't do anything. Then you can't do anything. Okay, that's already... We know the Gemara says that. What about tefillin?
You should also never be allowed to sleep during tefillin because you're always going to be worried that you'll have... what was it? Yifcha?
Well, that doesn't sound like what he's saying. Rashi, right? What did Rashi say? L'chashinon. We're not worried about l'shema yirodim. L'chashinon. Since we're not worried about shema yirodim, because there's no such thing, really. We're always talking about whether you're sleeping or you're not sleeping. What are you doing now?
So no one's going to be okay then? You're not worried about that? So no one's going
to be okay. Exactly. According to this approach, according to this mahalach, Rava Amar l'shema yirodim l'chashinon, hilkach b'tefillin shari. Therefore, you can take a shenas haroi with your tefillin on, and then towards the end of Rashi, he revisits it. V'gabei tefillin, taima shema yafiach b'em. The whole concern of the tefillin during sleep is shema yafiach. V'la mishem isa shena. It's not an inherent isa shena. It's not that I'm simply not allowed to sleep while I'm wearing my tefillin. It's that I'm not allowed to be mefiach. So therefore, b'nayim porta lo osi le'afacha. With a small amount of sleep, I'm not going to come to hafacha. And therefore what? According to Rashi, what would you say? Shenas aroi, while wearing tefillin, not being birko. What do you say about that?
According to Rashi, it should still be good.
According to Rashi, it sounds like that's it. It's mutter. You're not worried. Why do you have to, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do you have to put Rosh Hashanah birko? Oh, because you're worried about the guy Shema Yerodin. But Rashi's saying that Rava's holding, you're not worried about Shema Yerodin. You're worried about, is the guy going to be Mefiach or not? Oh, so the only time he's Mefiach is when he's fully asleep. But Chenas Arai, you don't have that. And there's no Chash of Shema Yerodin. I mean, that's, you don't see that as a big
thing?
I don't understand that.
You understand that? Again. Okay, we have three shitas here. Chash is a fear or concern. You have three shitas here. Gemara says, what's the difference between sleeping legabi sukkah and sleeping legabi tefillin? You tell me that I can't sleep outside the sukkah, even a shenas haroi. Why? Because I might come to a shenas keva. What about tefillin? I'm allowed to wear tefillin while sleeping shenas haroi. So the first answer that the Gemara gives is, oh, that must be a case where you're moser shenoso la'acher, as Rashi says, or la'acherim, as the Gemara says. You put someone else in charge of your sleep. You told someone else, don't let me fall into a shenas keva. The Gemara says, oh, you can't do that, because your shomer is going to need a shomer. So that answer seems to be rejected, for the most part, at the moment. So, okay, the Gemara comes with a second possibility. We have Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that what? Told me a case where a person puts his head between his knees, and therefore not worried, he's definitely not going to come to a Shenas Keva.
But if we say there's no difference between Sheva, there is no Keva or Arai.
Oh, it's like, we're not that yet. That's up. That's the second answer. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Comes along Rava and makes a statement. We don't really know what to do with it. What's Rava's statement? No, sleep is not, there's no such thing as Keva when it comes to sleep. What does that mean?
Keva's a long
sleep. Longer sleep. More significant
there's
sleep.
There's no such thing, is it? Like, you can't, even if you're in bed, you're not doing the sleep.
So look what Rashi says about Rava's idea. Right? Lafi she'ein keva l'sheina. Ve'ein b'achiluk bein keva l'arai. There is no difference. At least l'inyan sukkah. She'ein adam kavei atzma l'sheina. She'pamim she'ein adam misnamnim. Minamnim. Person dozes a little bit. Ma'at. V'dayo b'kach. That's it. If sometimes, under certain circumstances, a person will sleep a couple minutes and he's fully rested. Hilkach zohi she'enoso. For him, that's called sleep. You can't quantify. What he's saying is, you can't quantify sleep. There's no such thing as giving a shiur to sleep. There's no difference between Shenas Arai and Shenas Keva. If a guy's asleep, he's asleep. That's Rava's opinion. Therefore, there's a chilek, says Rashi, between tefillin and sukkah. What's the isser of sleep, legabe sukkah?
They can't sleep outside.
With regard to sukkah, you're not allowed to sleep outside the sukkah. So therefore... Well, therefore, Shena Sarai is going to be also because since Shena Sarai is just like Shena Kava, as far as Rav is concerned, sleep is sleep. If you're sleeping, it doesn't matter how long you're sleeping for, that's called sleep. That is a Maisa, which you now do outside the Sukkah. Oh, but with regard to Tefillin, that's not necessarily the case. With regard to Tefillin, you're not allowed to be in a state where you're going to be Mithia. But Shena Sarai is not the he has to move away from the term Shena Sarai, because he said there is no such thing. So instead, what does he do? He says, "Oh, manamni ma'ad v'dayal v'kach." And therefore, by tefillin, if a person is going to be nayim porta, he doesn't want to use the term Shena Sarai.
Maybe he doesn't hold that.
He's saying Rava doesn't really have that idea. So, but he'll just talk about it in terms of an amount. Now, he's just going to sleep for a little bit. Lo asi lehafacha. A person going to sleep for a minute, two, three, whatever it is. He's not going to come to flashlight. Apparently, that only takes place if a person's been sleeping for a long period of time. I guess he has to be deeper asleep before he loses the control over his body or his muscles. Right?
So, but he, even though he's not saying that there is a keva and there's a rai, he seems to be hinting towards the idea that there is a differentiation between two different levels of sleep.
In terms of this phenomenon.
Yeah.
In terms of your bodily function. But not in terms of whether or not it's called sleep. That's right. That's important. Chilah. So in terms of sleep, it's just as much sleep as the other sleep. But there are different things that take place during different phases of sleep.
Right, but they're still sleep.
It's all sleep. He's not saying one's yes sleep, one's not sleep. It's sleep. Now the question is, well, what happens at different levels of sleep?
I don't think we're arguing whether Shena's Araya and Shena's Keva are sleep itself. I think they're characterized as a type of sleep.
That's what he's saying.
But then how can he...
Sleep's the cause. Sleep's the cause of the hafacha.
Right, but then how can you say that there's no
Arai by sukkah,
and there's no
Keva? Because by sukkah we don't care.
Sleep. It's just sleep.
Sukkah or there's a sleep. There's a scale. Let's say there's a scale. You're 1 on the sleep scale, you're 10 on the sleep scale. It doesn't matter. You're still in the parsha of sleep. So when it comes to sukkah, if you're doing what's called sleeping, you can't do that outside of sukkah. And they tell me with regard to tefillin, with regard to tefillin, there's only a certain number of sleep that we're concerned about on the sleep scale. All right, 1 to 5, we're not worried about. When you get into 6 to 10, that's already hafacha territory. That's a problem. So according to this approach, would it be necessary for a person to put his head between his knees?
Not for the first 10 minutes.
No, right. It's not required. You don't need that. The only thing you have to be careful, or I guess you have to make sure that you didn't actually engage in the sleep that's going to be hafacha worthy.
It seems very weird that there's no... I mean, like... Then
there's
no
vigilance.
What's the qualitative difference?
Between what? Between Porta and something more significant?
Yep.
Are you saying temporary and
permanent? Well, again, Rava said there is no such thing. In what sense?
Well, I mean, it sounds nice. You can say 5 minutes, but it could
I'm just using
say,
that. You know,
no, I know. That's what I'm saying. Well, where's the qualitative difference?
You mean at what point is it discernible?
There's no quality in sleep. It's time.
No, so you're saying the quality of the sleep is only going to be appreciable, at least for this discussion, in terms of when a person loses control over his functions.
And is there...
He's not giving you an exact cutoff when that is, but he's saying, Nayim Porta, that's not it. A little bit of sleep is not going to happen. The guy just starts dozing off. I mean, you may have seen people do that.
Isn't that the same as Shena Sarai?
No. Apparently not. He's saying it's not lacking in terms of the shame sleep. It's not like it's a lesser sleep than Shenas Keva. There is no such thing as Shenas Arai and Shenas Keva. You'll tell me
that
there's a different quality of the sleep insofar as it's shame sleep. No.
Yeah.
Insofar as what takes place during that sleep, yeah, there is a chiluk. Right, but in terms of the sleeping, it's not a different shame.
But I think
it's all called sleep.
But I think that the shame of sleep and the bodily function should be going together.
Well,
so therefore, how could Rava say that, oh, at the first 5 minutes, you know, of your sleep, then you have control over your bodily functions, but not later on?
Yeah, it seems that's like, not a direct function of sleep per se.
I think it is, though. I think when you're sleeping, you know, you don't have control. And
apparently that's not the case. Apparently that's not the way Rava understood this, according to Rashi.
Or you could say that Rava would be saying that you do lose control when you're sleeping, however, because you just fell asleep, your body still hasn't completely relaxed from its awakening.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. I think that is what he's saying, that apparently, even though you're asleep, you're not in that type of sleep, which lends to hafacha. That's what you're saying. In other words, you don't lose that control until some later point in time, even though you happen to be asleep now.
Right.
Because you're in the parsha, you're in the parsha of this thing happening.
Itself. It's just that it's not going to happen until it completely relaxes.
Yeah.
The Havamina that I would think of by Shina Sarai and Shina Keva is that they're both Shina, they're both sleep. So
well, that's what he's saying, Lamaisa. He's saying there is no Chiluk.
Yeah, so, but then
Havamina would be otherwise. The Havamina would be to say that there's a difference between Shina Sarai and Shina Keva. That Shina Sarai is somehow lacking in the shame Shina.
Okay, so he's both saying both of them are Shina,
that's
but
right.
Temporary only exists for a little bit of time, for 5 minutes. Right? Isn't that just
yeah, but since that's still called sleeping, since that's still called sleeping, for sukkah, there's no chiluk.
Yeah, so that's fine. I'm just saying though that we're using the words shenas arayin, shenas kavua, arayin kavua. They're still both sleeping, so it seems like
he's saying there's no such thing as shenas arayin.
Shenas
arayin, he's saying is a misnomer
by not using the word arayin, using the word a little bit.
Porta, yeah.
Yeah, porta. That's. Off the cuff, there's no...
Right, that's what I'm trying to say. Shena Sarai seems to convey some type of deficiency in the Shena. It's less Shena than Shena's Kappa.
Okay, fine. So that's the way that they're learning the word or Shena Sarai.
Yeah, he's saying that's wrong.
Okay,
Rava's, according to Rashi, Rava's saying you can't make that distinction. And therefore, when it comes to a sleep-based Isser, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
If the Isser is a function of sleep, then as long as this activity is defined as sleep, that's it. So don't tell me Shenas Keva, Shenas Arai. That's just a misnomer. There is no such thing.
Okay,
it's Shena. And once it's Shena, you're not allowed to sleep outside of Sukkah. That's it. But now you tell me in the world of Tefillin, it's different. It's not necessarily that it's an Isser of sleeping. There is no Isser of sleeping. There's an Isser of partaking in the type of sleeping that's going to lead to this problem. Even though sleeping is called sleeping, we're still moda that there is different degrees of sleeping in terms of the, I call it a quality. There's a different quality to this type of sleep than there is to the earlier sleep. Not that it's lacking in sleep though. It's lacking in this other quality. It's lacking in the hafacha quality. It's lacking in it being ro'i lahafacha.
Some part of it is
lacking. Right.
So how?
And it could be for what Chaim's saying. I don't know. Porta. Whatever that is.
Correct.
That's the next. The Gemara gets into that next. The last two lines of the Gemara. How much is the Shenas? How much is the Shenas Arai?
Shenas Porta.
Well, the Gemara again. The Gemara is the mention of Shenas Arai for the purpose of Sukkah, but or for the purpose of Tefillin. But what he's saying is that Shenas Arai is just a term that we use. It's a human construct that we use to refer to different types of sleeping, but as far as sukkah is concerned, it's irrelevant. If it has the word sleep next to it, that's it. You understand what I'm saying? As far as sukkah is concerned, it's a function of sleep.
Yeah.
If halacha is going to acknowledge that this is sleeping, that's it. You're out. But when it comes to tefillin, that's not so. Tefillin, it's not an issur of sleeping. It's an issur of doing something which is roi lahafacha. Oh, that's only a certain type of sleep. But not all the Rishonim learn the Rava like this. Now let's take a look at the Baal Mor. Baal Mor, I think, is learning like Rashi. Right? The Baal Mor seems to be learning that according to Rava, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to put yourself in some type of uncomfortable position and then be able to say, oh, then Vada, you're not going to come to a deeper sleep, because like Rashi says, we're not koshish for Shem Yiradim. It'd be nice to try to understand, you know, that idea. If you tell me that when I'm in a deeper sleep, when I am in Tardema, then I'm shayach to Afracha, so why am I not worried about that? Why don't I have to take steps to avoid that? According to this approach within Rava.
Is he not according to Rashi?
No, as Rashi's saying, that's what Rava means, that we're not choshesh v'shem yiradim. Well, what do you mean, not choshesh v'shem yiradim? I understand that tefillin is not a sleep-based ister, but why am I not worried about getting to the point where I'm going to be mefiach? It sounds like what Rashi's saying for Rava is that the only time I'm worried about Shem Yiradim is where the ister is actually sleep-based ister. You follow? You mean about Darchaner's
Shmira? Yeah, Nafti, the question? Then that question. So that would answer it,
huh? If what? Say again?
Are you asking how, why are we not worried for Shema? I'm just... Why is Shema? I mean, that's already the... That already is the Zero. That is the Sapphic. So fine, we're going to take care of that, but we're going to be worried about not policing ourselves, not worrying about that.
Right.
That's already.
Well, right. That's apparently what Rava's saying.
Yeah.
That's what you mean. Yeah. Right. According to this mahalach, according to the way Rashi was learning Rava, what he's saying is that the only time you're gonna tell me that I have to be choshesh for Shema Yiradim is where the Isser is one of sleep. In other words, where the sleeping itself is the problem, that's where you'll be worried about Shema Yiradim. But where the Isser is two steps removed, then I'm not going to say Shem Yiradim. By Tefillin, it comes out according to Rashi now, for Rava. By Tefillin, I'm not worried about that, Shem Yiradim. Why? Oh, because sleeping per se is not going to be a violation of an Isser. By Sukkah, no. Sukkah, an act of sleeping outside the Sukkah is the violation. It's like the Ritva's case. The Ritva said, if a guy makes a neder, we ended the shiur with this yesterday, if a guy makes a neder, he's going to do something in Chatzos. So he said, some want to say, you can't sleep earlier at night. Why? You can't nap. Because maybe Shem Yiradim. The Ritva says, no, we don't say that. Why don't we say that? Because we only say that when the Gufa Isser is the sleeping. So Ricky the Eger makes the step to say that where the nether is, I won't sleep, then you can't take a nap. Because then the Gufa Isser is the sleeping itself.
Not say the Gufa Isser is the breaking your nether.
Yeah, but you didn't break your nether yet. Well, when do you break your nether? You're only breaking your nether when you're actually sleeping. The sleep is what violates the nether. That is what violates the nether. It's not when I, for example, I say I'm going to paint your house at midnight, and then I fall asleep I can't sleep at 8 o'clock because I might not be up at there. It's, yeah, you're right. The end of the result is that I broke the nether. But it's not because I slept. Sleeping is just accidental. Sleeping is what caused me to break the nether ultimately. Right? But it's not that the sleep was the violation of the nether. So that appears to be what Rashi is saying over here for Rava, that unless the sleep is the thing it's that the halacha is concerned with, right, then I don't have to take any extra precautions. I can't engage in Shenas Arai outside the Sukkah. Why? Because Shena is Asur outside the Sukkah. And then there's no such thing as Shema Yiradim. Sleeping is sleeping. Oh, now you want to tell me Tefillin? So how come Shenas Arai is mutter by Tefillin? Because there's no concern of Shema Yiradim. Why not? Because sleeping is not Asur. See, according to Rashi's way of learning Rava, there is never a Shema Yiradim.
Why can't you see
that? When sleeping is Asur, that's it. You can't sleep. There's no difference between Keva and Arai. Sleeping is sleeping. Oh, now with regard to Tefillin, you're not worried about Shema Yiradim. Because Manashach, either sleeping is Asur or sleeping is not Asur. Sleeping is not what's also over here. It's being in a state of where you're going to be mefiach.
So yeah, but why can't you say
that state? So then it's an adjuster.
Say again?
Meaning, so when...
When did you violate the Isser?
Oh, so it's not the sleep in it.
That's right.
Yeah, but the sleeping...
Now this,
that's why you're saying there's no...
The
there's no
thing is by sleeping.
Yeah.
You know? No, but again, that's it. He's saying it's,
right,
it's not the sleeping per se, which is the violation.
But now... Well, that, well,
that's
that
why
automatically
that's,
lead to doing
no, that's why he says at the end, Shenas Porta is not going to be a problem. Unlike by Sukkah, where Shenas Porta is sleep, therefore it's a violation, by Tulum, the Shenas Porta is not a problem. That's not the violation. I mean, the Balmor is open. Balmor says that Rava did not accept the other two Ukimtas. Right? You see that? Everyone saw that? Anyone not see that?
Where? No.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I didn't hear what you said. My phone was vibrating really loud.
Hirschman. Lucky I like you, Hirschman. No, I'm just saying, the Balmor is quite open.
Oh.
It's quite open that... it's quite open... In explaining that Rava rejects those other opinions, ain't sarach laniach rosha bein birkov. We don't have to. The Balmor is like paskening. He asked me, he says the Balmor, you don't have to put your head on your knees. Why? The al Rava dehu basra samchinon. We're someich on Rava, who comes later. The leis lehanach lukim to the kamoi. The ukmuha b'mosa shenas lachem laniach rosha bein birkov. Basically, Rava is coming third in this string of answers to the question, is essentially, according to Balmor, rejecting them. You don't need that. And the Balmor is saying that. Because we're so mechan Rava. Well, what does that mean? That means Rava doesn't require putting your head on your knees. That's like Rashi. Yes?
Yeah, putting head on knees.
Putting head on knees. It's not necessary. Because you only need such a thing like that where you worry about Shema Yirodim. But there is no Shema Yirodim over here. According to, you know, again, according to Rav, as learned by these Rishonim. What about the Raivet? The Raivet seems to take the opposite approach. Avi Marcus, you want to read the Raivet for us? Let's do it up. Beg your pardon? The Ravid is on the bottom of the Daf Beis Harif.
Okay, now I know.
In that edition, it should be Daf Yud Beis.
Right. No, yeah, I think I know where it is.
I just told you where it is.
Okay.
Asagas HaRavid.
Okay. What part?
Yeah, so, 1 second. You could start from... Od Ani Omer. You can start from there. Od Ani Omer. It's about four lines up. If you have the fancier Gemaras, it's a little bit less, but it's right after the period. See it? Od Ani Omer?
Yeah, I got it now.
Right after Habraisos, yeah. Go ahead. The Rava, the Omer in Kevel Ashena, he's going to try to explain what does Rava mean when he says in Kevel Ashena.
Loba Lister.
He's not coming to Lister de Rebbe Yochanan, right?
He's not coming to Lister. What is Lister?
Lister.
What? He's not coming to Lister.
No, Lister. What does Lister mean?
Contradict. Refute.
Contradict.
Refute, yeah. Steer, like a steerer. He's not coming to be Sose. He's not coming to be Sose, what?
De Rebbe Yochanan. She Amet Omet.
Like Rabbi Yochanan, what does it mean? He'emid. He was he'emid the brisa of the tefillin, meaning he set it up. When he learned the brisa, he said the brisa is this way. What way did he say it was? He was he'emid the brisa of tefillin b'miniach rosh ha'bein birkah. Now that was the Gemara's question. Hey, we have two brises here. One talking about sukkah, one talking about tefillin. What's the difference? Why by sukkah we make one statement saying you can't sit in the sukkah even arai? Oh, sorry, you can't eat outside the sukkah even arai, sleep outside the sukkah even arai. And by tefillin, we say what? Arai is permissible. Oh, so Rabbi Yochanan was ma'amid the brisa as talking about a specific metzias. What was the metzias that he was talking about?
Ella lomar deba sukkah afilu maniach rosho ben bracha.
So he's not coming to argue with Rabbi Yochanan, according to the argument. He's not saying, Rabbi Yochanan, you're wrong about the way the brisa is intended to be learned. Ella what? Rather, Shabbat Loma de Basukah, he's not arguing on the tefillin case. His chiddush, according to the Ravid, is not in the realm of tefillin. It's in the realm of sukkah. And what about sukkah? De Basukah. Afilu meniach rosho ben birkov.
Aser. Lefisha
ha'arai.
Hu
keva. Mebnei. So what's he saying? What's the Ravid saying about Rava?
That any sort of sleep inside the sukkah is not permitted.
Any sleep outside the sukkah is no good.
Sorry, yeah.
And even if you would do what?
Between your knees.
Right. What did you say? What did you say? No, that's not what you said. Did you say jump in a lake?
Yeah. What did he say?
Not that.
That was that.
If you put your head between your knees, says Rava, right, as read by the Ravid, that's not going to help you. Even that won't help you outside your sukkah. Why? Since Rava holds that any sleep is sleep, so now what are you going to help? What are you going to accomplish by doing this
not
type
the same,
of funny
not
sleeping?
The same thing.
No, it's sleeping.
Meaning still not the same thing. As
exactly.
No,
but it's sort of the opposite way.
You put your head down, you could still fall asleep a little bit.
That's right. And since the Isser is sleeping, you're sleeping. I don't care that you're not comfortable. I don't care that you're not going to fall into a deep sleep. You're sleeping. And if you're sleeping, you're sleeping. And therefore, you're doing something wrong. Oh, but when it comes to tefillin, since the Isser is what? Since the Isser is not sleeping, this will help. This will help. So he's not arguing on Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Ravid. He's just taking Rabbi Yochanan's yisod and saying that yisod that Rabbi Yochanan introduced Lagabi Tefillin, while it will help Lagabi Tefillin, it will not do anything for Sukkah. Why? Similar to what Rashi said. And that is that Sukkah and Tefillin are different. Basically, learning Rava as making the same chiluk between Sukkah and Tefillin, but arguing over how to apply the rule of Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rashi in the Baal Mar, Rabbi Yochanan's rule is sort of rejected. It's not even necessary for tefillin. According to the Ravid, while it's necessary for tefillin, it won't even help for sukkah. That's what the Ravid learned.
Is he saying Rabbi would agree to Rabbi Yochanan for the tefillin?
Yes.
So if
you do need that. You need that. You would still need to put your head between your knees to ensure that you don't fall into the deeper sleep. Why? Not because sleep is awesome, because afach is awesome. I'm saying that nekuda is really the point of machlokas.
That kind of works with this svara I was saying yesterday.
Yes.
More in line with that.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay.
Agreed. You know, if you tell me what your concern is, that you come to a state where you're going to be not vigilant about hafacha. Right, that's exactly. You're going to be lacking in your shmira, that this makes sense. According to what Raji's learning, it's almost like, no, as long as you're not doing the thing itself, then it's, again, even though we use that lashon of shem yafiach. Okay, so what about the Rambam? We would just say the Rambam falls on this issue. The Rambam, for those that want to take a look, is the... Got it? And then we'll take a look at this Mechaber as well.
Play with me, yeah.
What?
thought you were the Rambam.
No.
Was fooled.
What did he say?
Was fooled.
You got me the Rambam, right?
Yeah.
The Rambam is in Hilchos Tefillin, Parak Dalet, Halacha Tesvos. Yes, you want to read it?
It's filling Tzrichim Kofnaki. So it's filling the Yotin Bani. She's Zohir Shalom Tetsi Menu Rach Milamata. So you should be careful that the wind doesn't go out from underneath.
From below, right, from below.
From below. Close much in Allah while it's filling around him.
It's a very euphemistic way of saying you shouldn't flatulate. Right? So you have to be careful not to flatulate close much when he's wearing tefillin.
Therefore, also lishan b'hem shinas kama. Therefore, it's usher to have a deep sleep or shinas kama. Below shinas arai, but shinas arai isn't usher. Ella im hidiyach aleha sudar below paisa imo isha. As long as there's a
out, right?
Ahava, as mana. It's okay, son. Keep going. You're doing great.
As long as there's a scarf and there's his wife isn't with him. There's no woman there. Then he can have a shinasarai.
So what is he? Yeah. So what is there more there?
Huh?
Is there any more? That's it.
There's more.
Keep going. Right.
Maniach. So how does he do the scarf?
What should he do? Yeah.
Maniach Roshel Ben Birkov Hu Yoshev Yashem. So what does he do the scarf?
No, he's going to do all the all the things I think. Right.
Make it bleak, break it off. Okay.
So what? So in a second, this is what we care about. What is the Rambam saying about Rav and Rav Yochanan? What is Rav saying? What is Rambam saying about? Is Rambam closer to the Ravid or closer to the Baal Mor?
Closer to the Ravid.
Closer to the Ravid, because he says no. You still need Bein Berkov.
Yeah.
You can't have Shenas Kava, right? But you still need Bein Berkov.
Since it's
Russian. Yeah, apparently he's learning differently. Right. Okay. I keep
sounds reading. Like the Ravid. Huh?
Like the Ravid.
That's
right, there's no hasaga over there, right? There's
no
hasaga
over
there.
It doesn't
have that. Right. Okay.
What's the deal with the scarf?
Yes.
Yeah, the Gemara brings it up. We didn't get to that yet. Okay. Keep going.
Hayo tefilov kuruchim biyado. They're in his hand. Held up in him. Mutar lisha vahen afilu shenis kava.
Right. So that's all part of the next piece of the Gemara. What types of things can you do to make sure that even while you're sleeping, the tefillin won't be mistreated? The way the Mechaber brings down this halacha also seems to be taking aside. Kolzman shetfilin barosho obizroa, meaning while you're wearing it. Also leishim b'hem afilu shenas aroi. You can't even take a shenas aroi. Ela im heiniach aleihem sudar v'lo haisa imo isha. In which case, that would be permissible. Yoshin b'hem shenas aroi. In which case, you could be yoshin shenas aroi. V'ketzaru oseh, what should he do? Meiniach rosho bein birka, v'hu yoshei v'yoshein. So the Mishnah Berurah says, bein birka, why is bein birka helpful? Dilav ha'chi chayshin en shem yovo l'shtakeya b'shein askeva. So worried they're going to come to shein askeva. So who is this more in line with? This Mechaber. Sounds like the Rambam. Even though he's only worried about Shenas Keva, not because of Keva necessarily. Why are we worried about that? Oh, because Shem Yafiach. Still, with that, he still required Bein Birko. That's more like the Ravid's reading. And he quotes it, so he said this is Lashon Rambam. Okay, so that's in terms of that. Questions?
Yeah, what's the deal? Why does his wife come into this?
What's the deal with? What's the story?
He has to fill it on, and on top of that, he's sleeping. So you're not supposed to sleep in front of your wife, or if you're
wearing
your
clothes,
you may come to.
Avon ishto imo also gzeir shem yimashvish. We're worried that he might come to have relations with the. with the tefillin. Is that what you asked me?
Yeah, fine. All right, so whatever. I mean, I assume that that's what it was getting at.
Right. You just can't relate to that.
That sounds crazy.
No, I mean, it's
not so crazy.
It's not so crazy that you have a shot for that.
Right, so the guy's wearing tefillin, and the guy does everything else with tefillin.
No.
I mean, look around.
The guy's wearing his clothing, though.
What?
He can't undress when you're wearing your tefillin, correct?
People do. I'll tell you a terrible thing.
Yes. I just wanted to share with you the Ra'ah's Lashon. I told you, I like the Ra'ah. As far as we've shown God, I think the Ra'ah is always very clear. He always has something to say in a very concise way. No, I have it in front of me. I'll just read it to you. He says, in terms of explaining Rava, Rava Amar Lefisha in Kavah L'Sheina. So what does he mean? Pirish, La Mishem Gizera Hu D'Shem Yiradim. Like Rashi, no, there's no, we're not choshesh for Shem Yiradim. The Medina Asar Sheima Kavah. The Kol Sheina Chasher Kavah. All sleep, as far as sleep goes, is considered sleep, and it's Asar. So now he actually is bringing in the issue of Rabbi Yochanan. Pirish the Gazrin and Shemi Rabin, the Kach Kosuba Sagas Harav at Alba Amor. In the notes, the editor's notes, he's saying this is what the Ravid said. Right? Kach Kosuba Sagas Harav at Alba Amor, but also based. The Rav Lobo was third day ready, Rabbi Yochanan. Shehemi Bryce was filming Yah Rosha being there. Kav Eloma, the Vesuka. It's not like Rashi. So you have another Rishon here, the Ra'ah, apparently siding with the Ravid, and we also saw that's the sheet of the Rambam and the Mechaber. And then he concludes. He says, "V'chi asuran shinas kava hanimili b'davar shashena gufa hu asura." When he asura, when is it that you say sleeping, quote unquote, kava is asur? Shashena gufa asura. Kigon yashen chutzal sukkah shu asur. V'chim b'tzvilon shasul leishen b'hem ne kedusha shalhem. Aval kasheina isur b'shena gufa. When there's no violation in terms of the sleeping itself. Lo chashinan, and he brings the ritzvos case that we mentioned. Kigon shenishbosh lo yasa davar acher, or in this case it's yasa davar echad bechatzi alayla. I'm going to make a shul to do something bechatzi alayla. Ein om lo yeshin mirosh alayla, shem yeshin boso shah. Deshena ein asur lo klal el shetzarch lo lizaher she neyer boso shah v'im yizaher yizaher. But the sleeping itself is not a problem. He has to be careful, but the sleeping is not a problem. I mean, he has more here in the notes. Maybe we'll leave that for tomorrow. But this is a lot of what we already tried to extract from the other Rishonim. Really sort of just lays it all out. All right. So we'll stop here and bring that tomorrow. We'll continue, okay? In the event that there is some major snowstorm and guys can't get here, so then we'll resort to the Skype conference again.
We can't get here.
I'm saying it's guys who are not here.
I don't have Skype.
Yeah, you'll call. We'll work it out. You have Skype access. All you need is a laptop and internet.
I got it.